This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a big hello to everybody overseas listening to us. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital NEO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and check out all the different things we have to offer over there on the website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
I got a lot of people want me to explain what we talked about with Iran. Apparently, they haven't heard what's going on here. Obviously, the understatement of the night would be to say tensions between Washington and Tehran look to be spiking right now as the one-year anniversary of the killing of General Qassem Soleimani is about to be take fold tomorrow, the 3rd, which is when it happened, January the 3rd, a year ago. And the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, has warned, and this is his words, not mine, so please don't think I'm saying this. He's warned, and I quote, Trump will be dead in a few days.
Yeah, things are a little unknown. I would say the volatile side over there.
That is, if this was Reagan, I'm telling you, and I said this before, they would have already lobbed a missile into the presidential palace.
Yeah, well, we don't kind of do that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a bunch of... anyway.
Never mind, I know.
Well, you know, it seems that we've got some issues going on between the White House, between the National Security Council, and between the Pentagon.
Yep.
So we've got the Nimitz that was just sent there, but... almost in an immediate reversal, the Nimitz carrier battle group is headed back to Bremerton. It didn't stay there very long. Now, here's an interesting thing. I just wonder if this is kind of like a head fake.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And we've got the submarine that went in there about a week or so ago, the USS Georgia, that we were told was going in there with, what, a couple of hundred?
It's there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yep.
But, so we don't know really what is happening to kind of put all this together on paper to see what it necessarily looks like. But I would say that... Iran, I think, has necessarily started this because Iran is making the accusation that Trump is going to attack Iran.
Yeah.
If he's authorized some kind of an operation to attack Iran in his last days of the administration.
Yeah.
It's not something that, you know, Zarif doesn't necessarily understand the United States. So, anyway, this is where we are. And we shall see if you know, things escalate or the tensions just kind of sit there for the next week or so.
Well, the commander of the paramilitary Iranian Revolutionary Guard has warned the U.S. that it's ready to respond to its military pressure being applied by the U.S. And then we got this other thing in there. So you can't just go, oh, yeah, boo-hoo, wah-wah, yeah, they're doing it again. No, you got to take this stuff seriously and be ready for whatever.
Well, it's your own peril if you don't take things seriously.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what's most at risk is Iraq.
Yeah. Now, who attacked the Aden airport in Yemen the other day? I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. I forgot exactly when. Killed 22 people, wounded 50. Very devastating attack, large explosions in Yemen. The Houthis are saying, wasn't us, wasn't us.
Yeah, well, do you believe that?
No, I don't. I believe it was them.
All right. Solve that. What's next?
I know. Okay, next issue. how about Georgia and Governor, Georgia Senator Perdue getting it, what's his name, Ossoff over the China-backed payments that were made by the propaganda company, and he's literally got Ossoff running for the hills on this one, Perdue, that is.
Well, he doesn't. Perdue doesn't. And what Perdue is saying is not new news. It's
no.
Not new news at all by a long stretch.
Nope.
They're making it, and when Ossoff has been confronted, because I heard he being asked that specific question, he never answered the question at all. He just deferred it to, I'm an expert on war crimes. Well, what the, what's that got to do with it? So he's not going to come clean, and they get by with this. You ask the questions, and they defer the answer to something else. They concoct something else. So he hasn't, and Perdue's not wrong, but Ossoff has not come clean on this at all. So there's your question.
Okay.
Now what happens? What do these voters think? We don't know.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the police and what's going on there. There's still a lot of problems going on. And by the way, Joe Biden has talked about the fact that they're going to go back to the Obama policies when the police were having the issues they were having. But that's not going to be good for the police, unfortunately. But Portland, Oregon police, and then we have an issue that took place in Minneapolis in the last 24 hours. We'll get to all that. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature, go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have to offer, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Now, all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you after you get done doing that, because I use the fruits and veggie capsules that are there, and they work for me. They give me a little bit more pep to my step. And again, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does? If you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and who does? This is the way to do it. Plus, it'll make you feel a whole bunch better, too. And it might even help you a little bit with your immune system. Think about that. So, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order. All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. We have our favorite question asker on the telephone here. So here we go. Bagam, whoops, I put you on the line and there went Denise. Sorry about that. But she'll be right back in a second. So what is your question?
Wanted to know, is Russia still heavily invested in Iran? And if we have to mess with Iran, what's the chances of the Russians getting involved?
Let me tell you something. Did you listen to my show last hour?
No, I just got into it a little.
All right. It's all about China, 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 China. All this stuff about Russia and all that stuff, throw that in a garbage can. We should have been paying more attention to China. And Denise is back right now. Sorry about that, Denise, but go ahead and ask your question again, Bagamon Bob.
Okay. Hello, Denise.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hi. Anyway, wanted to know if we have to mess with Iran, what's the chances of Russia getting involved? And as the captain said, is China more likely to be involved than Russia? All right, that's it.
All right, thank you. And that's Bagamon Bob. And what do you think?
Well, look,
Russia's never not going to be involved in something. But when it comes to China, I don't know that China has necessarily upped their game. We're just finding more places where they are and more things of what they're doing.
Yep.
China is not going to be in the Persian Gulf. That's going to be all Iran. But I would say that China is going to start and could very well start some issues when it comes to the contested islands in the South China Sea.
Correct.
And certainly with Taiwan.
Yep.
We have to protect Taiwan at all costs.
Yep.
And we are. And China's pretty angry with us because we actually sent Taiwan under Trump the middle of this past year in 2020.
Yep.
Some
aircraft
military assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think anything's necessarily going to happen while Trump is still in office. The question is Biden even have the will to do anything? And I don't think that he does. And I don't think that his, cabinet people, their nominees here at this point, are willing to do anything either. So that means that China necessarily wins if they're not willing to take on Taiwan.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about, I teased this before we went into the segment, we talked about the police departments here. And I want to mention something that happened in Portland, Oregon on New Year's Eve. Now, rioters actually threw firebombs at officers and targeted mm-hmm. a courthouse. And it became damn near a full-scale riot. I mean, they had to declare once again that they had a riot condition going on.
Well, it kind of doesn't mean anything either.
No.
I mean, you can declare it's a riot, but if you don't have the police force and you don't have mayors and you don't have governors that are willing to invoke some kind of consequence, meaning arrest and prosecution, it kind of doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's words here, words matter, but they have little effect if there's no law and order behind it. There's no consequence, and there's no consequence. There's no consequence in Minneapolis. There's no consequence in Seattle. There's no consequence in Portland. There's no consequence in San Francisco. No consequence in Los Angeles. Certainly no consequence in New York. So we have become a lawless nation. I mean, civil society has collapsed.
And what does every one of those cities you just mentioned have in common?
Well, we know that. We already know that.
Yep. Democratically controlled.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a New Year's Eve, doesn't allow a New Year's Eve event, but
he went dancing with his wife. God.
Right.
You want to talk
In the very spot where New Year's Eve.
Yep.
So what's the consequence?
Yep.
I mean, why isn't there, everybody's going to Washington, D.C., to stop the steel protests for Trump. I get that. But where are these New Yorkers?
Yep.
Why aren't they storming Gracie Mansion?
Yep. And California. And by the way, the California recall effort just gained some more momentum up there. They're about 400,000 signatures short of what they need. And I think they have until...
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
As bad as Newsom is, 400,000 signatures should happen in 2 hours.
Yep. You would think.
What are these Californians doing?
Yeah.
Forget it, we're out of here, we're moving
now,
out.
Now, let's finish the Minnesota thing, because Minneapolis prosecutors in the George Floyd trial are seeking a delay, citing coronavirus. This and then right after that happened, we had another police shooting in Minneapolis, where they actually showed the body camera footage of this Dalal Id on the shooting that happened there during a traffic stop for a felony warrant, where this guy would not surrender.
Well, in a lot of cases, it kind of doesn't matter there either. But I think he's dead, isn't he?
He is. And right away they started to get out in the street again, and here we go with the Minneapolis police without even knowing the facts.
Well, nobody cares about facts.
Yep.
I mean, it's just where we are. I mean, facts just don't seem to matter. And I mean all of the facts.
Yeah. What do you think about little Dr. Fauci again? He was on all the networks yesterday and the day before talking about, and he changed his tune again. He says, well, the U.S. won't start returning to more normality until the end of 2021. Here we go again.
Well, but here's something to understand. I think Fauci is really telling us what the Biden administration is going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that this is really all concocted by Fauci. I think this is, you know, some kind of a collaboration with the Biden people. So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is, they're telling us the truth here.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the government to open. They don't want, they don't want the country to open.
Yep. Nancy Pelosi's house got vandalized. Well, I got a better one for you. You ready for this? Representative-elect Kat Kamick with a C. You know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be stationed, her office is going to be right next door to Rashida Tlaib. She's going to get an Israeli flag and put it on the office door directly next door to Rashida Tlaib's office.
Oh, good.
Good. Darn right good. Darn right good. Put an American flag above it, too. Let her bitch, let her gripe, let her moan. And by the way, we understand they're going to change the rules in the House of Representatives again. I don't know what they're going to change them to.
Oh, well, the rules are that any gender-specific words are forbidden. Everything's going to gender neutral.
So in other words, there's no ma'am or sir.
No, none of that. Mr. or Mrs. No, none of that.
So then they got to call everybody. And now we have the Honorable Congressman. Wait a minute. They can't say Congressman.
No, can't say that. No.
Okay.
Can't
say that either. So now we have the Honorable Representative from. That's what they'll have to say, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. These people have lost their minds.
Well, look, what goes on in Washington, D.C. affects the rest of the country.
Yep.
Okay. And the chaos that's happening in Washington, D.C. is clearly a cause for chaos. I mean, look at what the graffiti said on Nancy Pelosi's garage door. It cancels rent, $2,000, we want everything. Okay, that's because of Washington, D.C.
Yep. All right, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and stay warm. It'll be a nice warm weekend.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her articles that she writes, and you'll know what goes on when it goes on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stons. Republicans on New Year's Day for a fourth straight day blocked attempts from Democrats to push through $2,000 stimulus checks. The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. The president vetoed another bill, one that was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. It gradually eliminates the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Heavy snow, ice, and power outages are gripping the northeastern U.S. Conditions expected to worsen through Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
That's Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and I remember when he did this. All right, right now, let's listen to this.
This is Albert Mogler for townhall.com. Before the year 2020 began, the biggest story by far had already begun, but we didn't know it. Most Americans thought the big story of 2020 would be the presidential election. What could be bigger? We soon found out. Democrats impeached Donald Trump but failed to remove him. The same party panicked when Bernie Sanders took the lead for the nomination, but it was Joe Biden who took the prize. John Lewis, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Alex Trebek, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and John Le Carré all died, each with a different story. In November, Joe Biden was declared the winner, but Donald Trump was in no mood to concede. He hasn't yet. Of course, COVID-19 became the big story of the year. In December, Operation Warp Speed produced a vaccine. It's still a big fight. Most of us won't be sad to see 2020 end, and we look forward to 2021 with hope. May the new year bring you and yours renewed promise and blessing. I'm Albert Mohler.
All righty, and we thank Albert Mohler very much for doing that for us, and you can hear more with him on my flagship station around the countryside, too, on the program. And we bring him in there every now and then. And when we don't have a Ron Edwards notebook, that's what we play. So There you have it. Now, that being said, let's go to the telephone lines real quick. But first, I got to do this. Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan and Moss Acura bringing you this portion of the program. Whatever it is, make sure you check them out, because you're going to find out that they have their dealerships located. The Moss Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, as well as Acura Nissan side-by-side right there on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Again, the website, Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com. Or Moss Acura, MAUSAcura.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You will save a boatload of money by going over there, because that name, when you tell them the captain sent you, you get a discount on top of whatever it is that you're working on. So do that and save yourself some money. Okay, to the telephone lines. Good morning, Mary. What's up?
Good morning, Captain. I watched the hearing for December 30th. The whole five-hour whatever hearing in Georgia all day yesterday. But I got to tell you, there's no way you can say there's no evidence that that fraud did not occur. But the comments from other people from the Democrat side are really serious about the fact that Trump did not win, and they don't know anything about any evidence.
That's what I've been hearing.
And they're really thinking that Trump is sedition.
Yeah, that's true. I've been hearing all of that, too. We're all going to find out on January the 6th. And, you know, I'm hoping that something will happen. Somebody will pull a rabbit out of their hat, and maybe Donald Trump will wind up with a second term, because it would not surprise me with everything that I said. I sat there and watched there. You heard me all night if you were listening to me that night. You heard me reporting what I was seeing. Bill Bunkley, myself, Roger P. Shulman, we sat there and talked about it all night long. Look at these numbers. Look what's going on. Nothing for Trump, and here comes 10,000, 50,000, 70,000 votes at a time for Joe Biden. There's no way in hell.
We're correct. But I will tell you, people on the other side, and I have friends on the other side, really do think that President Trump is responsible for all these deaths from Corona. And it's like, why?
And that's why they think that he might have won, because, look, Trump won with that. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Happy New Year. Okay, it's Mary from my local area here. All right, now, I want to start a little something here, and here we go.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Democrats move down to Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA, looking for votes to steal. With Biden and Devine being way behind, where the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
he said
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went ahead and kept his gap trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw once again our president and attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards, cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe, so you can lose or socialists take control.
Alrighty, that's the Dems go down to Georgia, and I want to stop that for just a second, because today, folks, you folks down there in Sarasota and Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch and Venice and Englewood, come on up to the Two Guys Gun Show. We're going to be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in the Robarts Arena Two Guys Gun Show. They'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'll only be there today from about 9 to 1. Might stick around till 2, depends on the crowd, but 9 to 1 for sure. And I'll tell you, you want to talk about private collections and tactical equipment and the most modern up-to-date guns and ammunition. They're going to have all of it. Plus, they'll have other stuff there, too. It's not just about guns. They've got bows and arrows there. Fishing poles are there from time to time. Different outdoor things, tents, and all that sort of stuff. Military surplus is there. And even some other things that you might not expect to find at a gun show. So stop on by twoguysshows.com, the website. And make sure when you get there, you tell them the captain sent you. And veterans, you get a discount Tell them you're a veteran. Wear your veteran's caps if you got one, your veteran's shirt. You don't necessarily have to show them your ID, but if you're wearing a cap or a shirt, that'll suffice getting in there. Veterans will get a discount to get in, and first responders, too. So just remember that. Just remember that. Two Guys Gun Shows today. I'll be there in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds right there, Robarts Arena, and I look forward to seeing many of you there. So 9 a.m., the gates open, and I'll be there till 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, but 1 o'clock for sure. Then I'm thinking about scooting over to grab me a Captain's Club over at Mixon's Fruit Farm, because the Mixon's Growside Cafe, don't forget about them either, over there at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. They're open till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've got some great, great, great sandwiches and some great lunches over there. Stop by and see what they're all about. Okie dokie. Let's just give you a little bit more of this before we wind out.
Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
It's true and interacts up in the pressure for people that bad and kind of
terrible. Let me joke.
I'm not going to be new. I got something new. I got to go do this.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
True and interacts up in the pressure.
Let me joke.
Now, I got it.
Alrighty, there you go. That's the devil. The Dems went down to Georgia. There we go. The Dems went down to Georgia. Now, what good is President Trump anyway? Now, I'm going to be a little facetious here, but follow along with me. The clown in the White House just brokered four Middle East peace accords, something that 71 years of political intervention and endless war failed to produce. The buffoon in the warehouse is the first president who's not engaged us in a foreign war since Eisenhower. The clown in the White House has had the greatest impact on the economy, bringing jobs and lowering unemployment to the black and Latino population of any other president ever, period, end of story. The buffoon in the White House has also exposed the deep, widespread, and longstanding corruption in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Republican and Democratic parties both. And as a result, he's being punished for it with a planned and carried out election scheme that millions of Americans are now beginning to see. The buffoon in the White House turned NATO around and had them start paying their dues. Wow. The clown in the White House turned our relationship with the Chinese around, brought hundreds of businesses back to the U.S., revived the economy. Hello! President Trump also exposed many of our honorable politicians that have danced to the Chinese music and put America last and buku bucks in their pocket. Think about that, and when I come back, I'll tell you the rest of this, because it's worth repeating. Now, Mel wanted me to send him a link or something like that. There is no link. This is something that was sent to me via email, and I just happened to find this again. Took me forever to do it. If I can copy this, I may do it, but whatever. But I'm going to finish that when I come right back. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Weekend edition coming right up, and I'll see you in Sarasota today at Robarts Arena, 9 a.m.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And don't forget, I will be down today in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena. The doors open at 9 a.m. for the Two Guys Gun Show down there. Stop on by, see the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as military surplus and other private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. And it's not just about guns, it's also about knives. You'll see a lot of knives there, too. Even some swords. I saw some people with some swords that were selling them. There's fishing poles. There's all sorts of stuff there. And by the way, the kids are always welcome, too. TwoGuysShows.com, the website. And don't forget, when you come in the door, or say, hey, where's the captain at? And they'll tell you. I won't be very far away. Sometimes I'm down the end, but I'm looking straight up the aisle, so when you come in, you're going to be looking right at me. But whatever, I won't be hard to find. Now, I'm going to finish reading this email that was sent to me, and I don't even know who sent it to me because there's no name. It's just blank. But here we go. The clown in the White House has accomplished the appointing of 3 Supreme Court justices and close to 300 federal judges. That same clown in the White House lowered your taxes, increased the standard deduction on your IRS return from $12,500 for married filing jointly to $24,400, and caused your stock market to move to record levels over 100 times, positively impacting the retirements of tens of millions of citizens. Now, the clown in the White House also fast-tracked the development of a COVID vaccine that will be available within weeks. Now, we didn't have a vaccine for SARS, the bird flu, Ebola, or a host of other diseases that arose during previous administrations. And all the problems you're hearing coming
around the countryside predominantly are coming from mayors of big blue cities and big blue states. Why can't they get their act together? Interesting, huh? By the way, the clown in the White House also uncovered widespread pedophilia in the government and in Hollywood and exposed a worldwide sex trafficking of minors and bringing children home to their families. Also, the clown in the White House rebuilt our military, which the Obama administration had crippled, and had fired 214 key generals and admirals in his first year in office. That is a fact. Now, the clown in the White House also works for free. He does not get a salary, and he's lost well over $2 billion of his own money in serving America and has done all of this and much more in the face of relentless undermining and opposition to people who are threatened because they know they're going to be exposed as the criminals that they really are if he, in fact, gets reelected. You don't think paybacks are hell? You watch and see what happens if Donald Trump pulls a rabbit out of his hat and winds up with a second term. You watch and see. Now, please educate me again as to what Joe Biden has accomplished for America in his 47 years of office. I can't think of anything. I cannot honestly think of anything. And for my friends in Georgia, listening on my affiliates up there and my friends in general up there in Georgia, and we got plenty of them, and thank you very much. Early voting, as it began in Georgia in the runoff election, with the control of the U.S. Senate on the line, which ended on New Year's Eve, there was no shortage of opinions about what the nation's greatest deliberative body would look like if it comes under control of the Democrats, led by Senator Chuck Schumer. Over 3 million people have now voted as of New Year's Eve. Now the election comes on Tuesday the 5th, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. Now people, for example, can be sure that a Democratic majority, partnered with a Biden presidency, will be a clear path for gun control. It's in their Democratic platform. Gun bans, a ban on private firearm transfers, magazine capacity limits, potentially even a firearm confiscation initiative, and oh yeah, getting rid of the loophole of the gun shows. It's all part of what's on the agenda for a Democratic majority run by Chuck Schumer. Now, while it's no secret that Schumer and his colleagues on the left have been avid proponents of gun control, the New Yorker's recent story about Senator Dianne Feinstein's declining health also has conveniently exposed the degree to which the gun control lobby has already embedded itself among Senate Democrats. Think about that. Joe Biden could be the next one. I don't think he's going to finish his term. A lot of people don't think so. Now, for most Americans, New Year's Day was just another holiday, but they welcome it this year because it put the end of the dreadful 2020 behind them. Oh, I did it. But we're not done yet. Now, 59% of American adults consider 2020 a poor year. I'm surprised it's not 90%. By far the worst rating a year has received in over a decade of regular polling. By comparison, a previous high of 38% rated in 2008 as a poor year followed the Wall Street meltdown, and only 18% felt that way in 2019. We were doing better. Still, 5% review 2020 is one of the best years ever, while 14% say it's as good as most years have been. Now, interestingly enough, with the coronavirus pandemic several weeks away, there was a poll conducted where 72% predicted in late December as of last year, 2020, that it would be a minimum good year, and that was the highest level of optimism ever. They don't think that way anymore. They don't even come close to that anymore. Now, it's 37% of the people believe it'll be a good year, 21% believe it'll be another poor year, and the rest just don't have an opinion. So, there's concern, of course, about the coronavirus It remains high amongst Americans. Most suspect it will be wearing masks and living in lockdown for at least another 6 months, but we just heard Dr. Fauci say it'll be till the end of 2021, setting up what Joe Biden wants to do. Mark my words, that 100 days of wearing masks, double that, maybe even triple that. That what you want? Is that what you want? Well, then go ahead and elect those Democratic candidates running for Senate in Georgia. But if it's not what you want, and you want that buffer in there to stop all this nonsense that you keep hearing about, which is not nonsense, it's fact, the changing of America, the fundamental transition, fundamental transformation of America that we heard about with Barack Obama, it's all going to happen with the Democrats. They're still trying to do it. They're not going to stop. They are not going to stop until they get this done. And they are willing to do it over and over and over again and repeat, repeat, repeat. Well, let me just tell you, January 4th, the big rallies in Georgia by President Trump for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. And don't forget, that's Valdosta as well as Dalton, Georgia. Go to one of them. January 5th, the Georgia special U.S. Senate election. Vote, or you don't have any reason to complain. And January 6th, the Congress, House, and Senate get sworn in, and their first order of business will be to vote to ratify the Electoral College vote, which will be challenged. Then they'll adjourn. The House will go one way. The Senate will go another. They have to have 218 votes to decide to do something different than accept the Electoral College vote in the House. They have to have 51 votes in the Senate. The House isn't going to go against it. The House is run by the Democrats. They'll vote to accept the Electoral College numbers. The Senate may, in fact, go against it and say, no, we're not going to do it. I say may because I'm not sure, because we don't know what all the Republicans are going to do yet. But if all the Democrats agree, we'll see where we go. Now, what happens if the Senate says, we disagree with the Electoral College vote, and the House of Representatives says we agree with it? Who decides? Vice President Mike Pence. Therein lies the $64,000 question. Will he uphold the constitutional values of the country, or will he do something totally different? We don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. And I'm not going to guess. But I will tell you this much, you need to be prepared, each and every one of you listening to me, that if for some reason it doesn't go by way of Donald Trump, we have got to organize ourselves and come back and fight like a freaking racehorse, like a raging Cajun, to take back control of the House of Representatives in 2022, take control of the state legislatures that aren't run by Republicans, take control of the governor's houses that aren't run by Republicans, and get election reform going in America. That has got to be a priority, and we need to keep our eyes on the prize. All right, folks, I'll be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. See you in Sarasota today, 90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.